PodQuiz 1118. Hello there, and welcome to PodQuiz 1118.
Round 1.
We'll start this week with a backbeat music round. You're going to hear 5 pieces of music for which I would like you to tell me artist and title, but the songs are going to be played backwards.
Question 1. Question 2.
Question 3.
Question 4. Question 5. Round 2.
Round 2 is on New England.
Question 6.
Named after the man who would become the first president of the USA, which is the tallest mountain in New England?
Question 7.
Which New England state is the smallest state in the Union and has Providence as its capital?
Question 8.
Which of these New England cities is not named after a city in Old England? Stamford, Connecticut, Portland, Maine, or Worcester, Massachusetts?
Question 9.
Which New England state is the only one to lack an Atlantic Ocean coastline?
Question 10.
The ship, the Mayflower, is famous for transporting a group of families to the New World in 1620. She made anchor off the coast of which modern US state?
Round 3.
Round 3 is a quickfire round on mythological weapons. For the following 5 questions, I will name a weapon from mythology, and I would like you to name the person who wielded that weapon.
Question 11.
Excalibur.
Question 12.
Mjolnir.
Question 13.
Aegis.
Question 14.
The Trishula.
Question 15.
Kaladbolg.
Round 4.
The fun round this week is communications.
Question 16.
Which symbol originated as a ligature of the letters E and T, forming et, the Latin for and?
Question 17.
Which telecommunications device that receives and displays alphanumeric messages became popular in the 1980s, but is now almost entirely redundant, although still sees some very limited use in healthcare settings?
Question 18.
Which country uses the international dialing code plus 33? Brazil, France, or the UK?
Question 19.
Now infamous for its association with text generated by large language model AIs, which hyphen-like symbol is used to emphasize a point or indicate a pause, and is named after the letter which shares its width?
Question 20.
Entering operation in 1956, TAT-1 was the first submarine telephone cable to cross which ocean? I'll be back in 2 minutes with the answers after Camilla 2.0 by Tiger Maine.
Tiger Maine.
Now, the answers.
Number 1 was Superstition by Stevie Wonder. Number 2 was Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia. Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil for his
son. Number 3 was Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
before was Somebody That I Used To Know by Gautier. And number five was Crazy In Love by Beyoncé.
Round two.
Round two was on New England, and the answer to number six, the tallest mountain in New England, is Mount Washington. Number seven, the New England state that is the smallest in the Union is Rhode Island. Number eight, of the cities I mentioned, Portland, Maine is not named after a city in England. It's named after an island, the Isle of Portland. Number nine, the only New England state that doesn't have an ocean coastline is Vermont. And number 10, the Mayflower weighed anchor off the coast of Massachusetts.
Round 3.
Round 3 was the quickfire round on mythological weapons. And the answer to number 11, Excalibur, was King Arthur. Number 12, Mjolnir, was Thor. Number 13, Aegis, I'll accept Zeus, Apollo or Athena. Number 14, the Trishula, was the god Shiva. And number 15, Caladbolg, was Fergus Mac Roich.
Round 4.
The final round was communications, and the answer to number 16, the symbol which originated as a ligature of E and T, is ampersand. Number 7, that telecommunications device that received and displayed alphanumeric messages was a pager. Number 18, plus 33 is the dialing code for France. Number 19, the hyphen-like symbol that's used so much by LLMs is the M-dash. And number 20, T81, was the first submarine telephone cable to cross the Atlantic Ocean. That's it for PodQuiz 1118. Thank you very much for listening. We have some messages. Robbie, your wife Emma would like to wish you a very happy birthday. She loves you to the moon and back. Happy birthday to Julia on her 60th birthday from Robert, Nicholas and everyone at the party. And happy birthday to Stacey from Michelle, Olive and Jet. I'll be back next week with some more questions for you. Until then, bye now.